Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Business Accelerator call for the Success Circle and under the Accelerate Success Institute. I am so glad that you're here. Welcome, welcome, welcome. If you're new, I want to welcome you to the Business Accelerator call that occurs every second Tuesday of the month at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And on these calls, we take a deeper dive into the Entrepreneurial Edge system, whether it's mastering your inner entrepreneur, systematizing and monetizing your business, or executing your business blueprint. And the purpose of today's call is to build a breakthrough business blueprint. We're coming towards the end of the year, and your business blueprint is your roadmap. And I know many of you are building a new business blueprint for the new year. And so this comes at the perfect time. Before we get started, I want to make sure that all of you are aware of our brand new Wired to Win program that starts December 11th. There's two Q&A calls, December 11th and 18th. This is the program that we go through your natural hardwiring. This is not about behaviors. This is about your natural hardwiring. It's something you're born with, and it stays with you your entire lifetime. The more you learn about your natural hardwiring, the more effortless sales becomes. The greater degree of who you're talking to becomes very evident, whether it is in networking and how to deliver that information to the person that you're networking with. Becomes much more effective when you know how to deliver your information and really spot how the other person wants to receive their information. It really will affect your bottom line and your conversion rates, converting them from prospect to clients. So if you've never taken your hardwiring, your Acumax Index, you're going to get that as part of the Wired to Win program. Again, it begins December 11th. You have instant access to it, though. What I mean by that is you will be able to take your assessment right away and be able to access the program so that you have instant knowledge of it. And on December 11th, we'll have a live Q&A call. And on December 18th, we'll have a live Q&A call to answer any questions that you have. So if you want to build a better business model, a business model that is in alignment with who you are, if you want to discover how you are innately motivated and what you personally need, then you will want to be part of the Wired to Win program. In fact, people have told me time and time again, they get it. They now get what they need every single day to make sure that they stay motivated, what they innately need to stay motivated. And we'll also talk about how to facilitate idea flow with your team, whether your team are your employees or whether your team are independent contractors. I know everybody has a little bit different business model, but whoever you interact with as you do business, whether you have a networking team that you work with, it's really helpful to understand how people best facilitate idea flow. And we're going to cover all of that in the Wired to Win program. So to register, you can go to accelerateassociates.com/wired-to-win, Wired, W-I-R-E-D, 2-T-O, win, W-I-N, and there are hyphens in between that. So would love to have you as part of the next rotation in the next course. So feel free to tell others that you know about the class as well, because we're going to have a lot of fun with that too. All right, well, let's get into build a breakthrough business blueprint. A breakthrough business blueprint, because I know because I've talked to you guys that you say, hey, you want certain things. And whether the certain things are money or clients, or I want time off, or I want more freedom, or I want to be fully self-expressed, I want to have a great business, I want to be able to get my mission to the masses. But if you don't have a plan to make it happen, then it's a dream. And dreams are fine. They're good. Dreams are great. But if you don't take consistent action on the very things that are important to you and the impact you want to have in the world, what happens is You're left disempowered, or at the end of the year, what happens? You feel, wow, I did all this work. I was busy, but I still didn't meet my goals. People will say, I ask them how they're doing, and they'll say, I'm busy. And I ask, but are you profitable? So I want you to feel empowered. And that's what this call is all about. And if you don't act on the very things that are important to you, and if you don't touch the people that you want to touch in the world with your area of expertise, that's a whole community that's missing. That's missing your expertise, your area, the transformation that you provide, and they're left without that. Think about that. A whole community of people you could serve, but they're left blowing in the wind. They're blowing in the wind. Now, what if they just continue blowing in the wind, the trickle effect that that has? I mean, think of one client that you have had that you have profoundly impacted and the impact that they have on the people in their lives. What happened? You know what happens. You know, whether you get somebody to get into their perfect franchise, or whether you help somebody find a great relationship and love of their life, and they pass on that love to others, whether you're in dentistry and you have the dentist and you fix their teeth and they can smile and have an impact on the people that are in their lives, or whether you train dogs and you have some peace in, you know, you're the result of providing peace in a family's life because that dog is now trained. So you each have this area of genius that gets passed along. And if you don't take action and consistent action with that, that's leaving people in the wind. So if you consider that as the impact that you want to have in the world, consider what might be possible if you really broaden your impact without working harder. Without working harder. Imagining broadening your impact without working harder. What would that open up for you? What would that open up for your clients in their lives? I know some of you have played with your business blueprint, and your business blueprint is one of the most important tools that you have at your fingertips. It's what's called an existence system. This existence system contributes significantly to the quality of your business. It has for mine, and I know that it has for those of you that use it on a regular basis. I know that it's had a profound impact in designing and creating a life you love. Because I know for some of you, just 5 years ago, you were struggling, and now you're building your $1 million blueprint. And that's because you've been consistent about it. And your business blueprint will have you create that amazing impact that you want to have in your communities. So today we're going to look at the 8 advantages that come from having a fully functioning existence system, some of the self-limiting habits you might have in practicing, and specific ways to find yourself empowered to create a profitable business with greater ease, with greater that personal satisfaction. And I'm going to work with you today step by step through the elements of a business blueprint that works for you and how you can naturally execute it. So first, I want to really presence you to the advantages that come from having a fully functioning existence system. And Essentially, an existence system really is putting something into existence to help realize something that you've only known as a possibility and create it into an existence, into existence. Now, that is your business blueprint. And when you identify and really look complete, not only complete your business blueprint, but actually have it as a working system for you, you will have, number one, you'll have clear direction. Literally, we're going to go through all of the pieces of your business blueprint today. You will have clear direction. Why? Because you know exactly what your priorities are, what you're focused on, who your preferred client is, and you will be able to look at all the steps and the resources that you need to complete it. The reason why people get overwhelmed, the reason why you get overwhelmed, is because you're trying to keep it all in your head. And if you try to keep it all in your head, then that's why it's not working. You're on overload. You're overwhelmed. You're overloaded. That is the purpose of a business blueprint. So you can work on keeping it in your plan so you leave space and room in your head for idea creation. And so the advantage of a business blueprint is having clear direction. And the nature of completing your business blueprint, by the very nature of that, it gets it out of your head and into a tangible place where you can refer to it. Things naturally become clear. You also enlist the support of other people. Number two, second advantage, you will enlist the support of other people because it becomes abundantly clear as you go through this and you identify that really big vision that you have, that next step that you want to take in your business and the impact that you want to have on your community. You can't do it alone. You got to have other people around you. And when you work inside of that vision or that possibility that you're creating, and you work in concert with that, it becomes abundantly clear that you will need to build a team. Now, for some of you who are saying, well, I can't afford a team, you can't afford not to have a team. And that team might look like, if you're just getting started, might look like an advisory council that you can bounce ideas off of. It might look like having someone do a lot of the routine, repetitive detail stuff for 1 hour a month to start with. But enlist the support of other people and identify all of the resources available to you. And some of those resources may not even be about hiring people. But as you work through your Entrepreneurial Edge system, go back to your resources Rolodex, and there might be areas where you can automate utilizing systems you already have, like your calendar. So the support of others could be the support of resources that you currently are not using. And that is an advantage of your business blueprint. Number three, you create an ideal, a realistic timeline. When you do your business blueprint, as you're working through it, it identifies certain dates. As you start putting the dates in there, you will become much clearer that either you have to get resources or you may need to push things out a bit and juggle different things. Now, I also want to presence you to something I hear quite frequently that people say, well, you know, I don't have time. I'm doing this, and by the way, this other thing happened in my life. Okay, so I want to talk about those life things that happen. People get sick. You end up being caregiver. It takes you away from your business. You have other aspirations outside of what you do for a living, and you maybe have a family. Those go in your business blueprint. You know those goals that you have? Yeah. And those possibilities you're creating, like having a, a rich relationship with your significant other or your family? Well, that requires time. And if it's not in your existence system, it doesn't happen. So yes, your business blueprint, you can have a goal in there. I have a goal in being fit and healthy, because that's what I'm living into. So I created a whole goal around that with objectives and action items and time frames. The same thing goes. So if you have a kid in soccer or whatever in college, right? There's a goal attached to that. It might be a personal goal, but that's okay. It goes in your business blueprint. Why? Because then it becomes part of the existence system. So number three is creating ideal, realistic time frames. You're able to identify realistic time frames no matter what is happening. No matter what is happening. Number four, it's also able, you're able to measure your return on investment, all right? There's certain metrics that you can measure, that you can put with your objectives. That's the point at which you want to measure your return on investment. So if you're doing a bestseller campaign, if you're doing a piece of advertising or marketing, you can put it, your measure your return on investment. Number five, you can create new possibilities and work in the context of that possibility rather than the constraints that you're working on. So most business owners, the reason they're struggling is because they are working in the constraints. Oh, I've got to do this and I've got to do that and I've got to do this, rather than getting present to the possibility they're working toward. And your business blueprint helps you define your vision that you're working into rather than focusing on the constraints of everyday business. You got that? Number six, fine-tune your course of action and see your gap. So when you go through step-by-step your business blueprint, you'll see the when, where, and how. You will begin to see the connections in things. So, for example, I know some of you are coming to, many of you are coming to the Wake Up Profitable Intensive in Hawaii. And so one of my clients that I talked to, actually several clients that I talked to, had some pretty big things going on. They had other trips planned. And I said, well, what if you create the possibility of coming to this so you can focus on your business for 2 days and then go on to your next, wherever you were planning to go? Oh, I never thought of that. But yet it was in the realm of their possibility of things that they were trying to create, but they were working within the constraint rather than the possibility. Another client was looking at a bestseller campaign. Okay, great. We're going to celebrate. We're going to celebrate you becoming a best-selling author. And I want to, you know, travel internationally. Great. That could be a step towards going to, you know, to Asia on your bestseller campaign. That could be a stop so that you can really regroup and become part of the Wake Up Profitable so you can really work on a new blueprint in April for the next year. So really, a business blueprint can fine-tune your course of action and help you see gaps or where you are putting up constraints that now are part of a bigger picture, a bigger plan. It also helps you define the why, when, and how. Most people get stuck in the how. They create a possibility and then work in constraints, and so they're like, I know, I can't see how. Your business blueprint will give you the how because you plan that out, and you use the laser coaching calls to work through the how. And the most important thing is you're working towards something, not in the constraint. So it's a huge shift energetically that you will make in your business. Number seven advantage, you have a good idea of expenses. Again, those metrics. really controlling what those metrics are. If you do not have a regular, consistent way every single month of reviewing your finances, your cash flow, inside and out, then you need to create a system to do that, and that needs to be part of your business blueprint. Every single business owner needs to make sure that they do that every single month, that you're reviewing your finances. And if you have a CPA that's doing it for you, then you need to make sure that you meet with them and systematize that, right? Every month, boom, 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 every single month. Again, that becomes part of your business blueprint. And number eight, and I'm sure there's more advantages that you're thinking of too, but number eight is avoiding duplication of labor. So when you start to work in a team and start to build your team, your business blueprint will help you divide that labor, create the leverage, make sure that you're identifying who is responsible for what particular action step. And so that's going to help so that you don't trip over and have duplication of efforts. Rather, you have identified specifically who the person is that's accountable for each action step. Now, let's talk a minute about what gets in the way, some of those self-limiting habits. Number one, you don't engage in yearly goal setting. Number one, self-limiting habit, you just do not make the time on your calendar to do this. Now, a lot of people that I've talked to will say, hey, yeah, I get the importance of goal setting. I want to get this, but 80% of the people never set goals for themselves. Or if they do set goals, we're looking at probably 70% fail to achieve the goals they set for themselves. And why? Because they don't have an existence system. They set the goals maybe at the beginning of the year, yet they have no regular way to manage, measure how they're doing. Your business blueprint does that. And remember, it's not just for business. It's for your life goals, your personal goals. It must be part of this for true integration to really build a profitable business you love. That's the whole purpose of the business blueprint, to build a profitable business and life you love. And so remember to put those phases of, remember to put those important things. So, for example, I know that some of you are, have multi-million dollar businesses. Others have a lifestyle business. Regardless, your business blueprint applies to both. Number two, some of the self-limiting habits is not having a mindset system. So for some of you, you may have created those goals and objectives, but a fear arises when you really look at that and you're like, it seems really big. Can I do that? You're afraid you're going to fail, or maybe you're afraid of succeeding, or afraid, oh my gosh, if I get all that business, I'm going to be overwhelmed. And so you never bother trying to attain the goal. Those are real, and you give it a lot of credence because you don't have a mindset system that regularly gets those self-limiting mindsets out of the way. And then what happens is because you allow that mind, that internal state that you have to take over, it takes over, and at the end of the year, you're feeling unworthy because you haven't achieved your goals once again, and you self-sabotage throughout the year. So instead of listening to those internal states that you got going on, your business blueprint identifies those conscious thoughts And what are those conscious thoughts you will say to yourself each and every day, keeping in mind your bigger possibility, that vision that you have, and who you're affecting in the world. Make that present for yourself every day. Make that present every single day of your life, of the impact that you're having on your community. And that's through your business blueprint. Reminding yourself, and through conscious thought, I have an abundance of clients coming from expected and unexpected sources. Why are so many people, you know, wanting to work with me? Those are the mindset systems that you speak every day into existence. The other self-limiting habit that people have, the third one, is lack of understanding about the goal-setting process. So remember, just as a reminder for those of you that have worked through the Entrepreneurial Edge self-study program, or if you came to the live Wake Up Profitable event, we went through this. Take out your binders. A goal is broad. Objectives are specific. But most people think goals are smart, specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and have a time frame, right? That's how, you know, society has defined it as. We do a little bit of different distinction. Goals are broad. Objectives are more specific and narrow. So you want to grow your business by 30% in 2015. That might be a broad goal. Your objective, all your objectives are, how am I going to get there? What are the specific measurable results to get there? Now, for Success Circle members, I want to, again, presence you to get your goals in gear, which goes more into this, which is a webinar on the Success Circle site under Video Library. So you have access to that webinar. I encourage you, if you're having trouble setting up your goals and your objectives, to listen to that webinar. It's about an hour. And you have access to that, okay? Number four, lack of commitment. Self-limiting habit, right? Lack of commitment. Even though you say you want to achieve a goal, are you committed to it? Because if you're not committed to it, what's going to happen? You're not going to achieve it, right? Now, you hear a lot of this advice. Oh, you know, if you want something and, you know, if you want to achieve something, then you know, you plan your work and work your plan. And that's what the business blueprint is. No. That's not what the business blueprint is. It's not just about goal setting. It's if your commitment to what you're saying you want to achieve is missing, or maybe it's at a stage. We have three stages of commitment. Interested. Oh, I'm interested. I'm interested in reaching my goals. But what if you're really, what if you're interested? Okay, at the interested level, it's, you know, maybe something you enjoy. I enjoy decorating. I'm interested in it, but I'm not interested in becoming a professional decorator. So I'm not committed at the highest stage to take action on it. Right? That's why it's really important to understand the possibilities that you're creating for your community, that bigger vision, and get that present. Because if you're really committed to that, it inspires you. And if I'm not committed, like decorating, I love it. I do it in my spare time. But I'm not really committed to making it, you know, a life choice of, you know, making it a business, right? So I'm at the interested stage in that. Or are you in the initiator stage of commitment? You have a plan. You take action. You may even incrementally invest in yourself and your business. You're involved in your business. You're in action. You have some structures and systems, and you even achieve a level of success in that initiator commitment stage. However, you find yourself and your performance levels are really inconsistent. There's a level of productivity, but there's something in your commitment that's stopping short from realizing your full vision. If that's you, you may be in your initiator commitment stage. But if you're at the innovator commitment stage, you're a pioneer. You're a pioneer in your area of expertise, and you open up yourself to new and bigger ways to impact the world. Now, how do you know you're in the innovator stage? You're the go-to leader in your field. You continuously invest yourself as a leader in your team and in your business. You achieve high levels of abundance, and you're making a significant contribution greater than yourself. Greater than yourself. So think about the bigger picture, the people in your life, in your community that you're having an impact in your area of expertise. If it's all about you, that's a very low vibrational place to be. But if you're an innovator, if you look at anything that has taken on a life of its own, it's because it's affected a number of people. I have a client, and they make light poles. And I said to my client, I said, "Oh, you keep people safe." And he stopped for a moment. He's like, "What?" I said, "Your company keeps people safe by lighting their area." He said, "I never thought of it that way." Said, "Exactly. It's your bigger vision. You don't make light poles. You keep people safe. And when you tap into that bigger vision, you can't help but be that innovator commitment because you're working at a much, much higher level, right? You're accessing things in yourself. You're playing a much bigger game. Much bigger game. Self-limiting, though. Self-limiting is a lack of courage to act. So after setting your goals, writing down your dates, setting checkpoints, some people stop. And they don't take that first step towards their goal. But if you don't get started, you can't go anywhere. Without action, nothing happens. So you've got to be in action, and this is where your business blueprint. So every single week, setting an appointment on your calendar to celebrate the successes that you have put in your blueprint that you've completed, and identifying what's the next week to prepare for the next week. Now, some people do this on a Sunday. Because it's a little bit quieter, and they take a few minutes to say, what did I accomplish this week? They update their business blueprint, and then they identify those things that they need to do for the coming week. But they're taking action, and the most important thing is they're clicking that little button on the action items and making sure it gets on their calendar. So if you haven't done that, make sure you just click the little button that says whatever calendar you work in, and you can put those action steps right on your calendar. It's all automatic. So if you haven't used the feature, I encourage you to do that. But you have to act. Analysis paralysis. People let doubts in those, "Oh, I don't know if I can do this." Look, when you're creating possibility for yourself, right, you're creating that big possibility for yourself, and you're living into that possibility. All those doubts and fears that you have disappear. Just, you know, if they come up, they come up. That's just your internal state coming, and you say, "Okay, thank you. Thanks. Thanks for sharing." But if you buy into those thoughts, if you buy into those feelings, then you're allowing yourself to be disempowered. But analysis paralysis, you know, you can, that actually can delay for a lot of you. You're like, oh, I need to do it exactly right. And so you examine exactly how to do that. Now, if you're hardwired as an internal thinker or somebody who's more exacting, you cross your T's and dot your I's, understand that you can get to a point where that becomes a self-limiting behavior. Understand that about your natural wiring, and when it starts to surface, recognize it, all right, and then start taking action around it. And that doesn't mean to research more, unless, of course, you're doing that for a book, and we know that that's necessary. However, you know who you are. You know that the ones that try to do it perfectly, just understand that sometimes when you're taking really big leaps, that hardwiring gets amplified. You know, oh, I've got to do it right. You don't have to do it right. It's just a conversation that's happening. It's just your hardwiring that's coming into play. Number 7, self-limiting habit, lack of integration. Some of you might get your business blueprint done, but you don't put it on your calendar. That's the piece. You don't click that little button that says, put this on my calendar. So that's an important piece of the business blueprint. Number 8, failing to plan. I think we talked about that. Sometimes you don't have your plan for goal attainment, or you don't personalize it. That's an important piece of this. Number 9, having too many goals. So look at what you could, remember, goals are broad. They're broad for a reason. So you can identify objectives underneath them. If you have too many, it becomes inefficient. Many companies who understand quality improvement and really use it as part of their organization recognize that any organization at a maximum should only be working with 3 to 5 goals, maximum. And many of the more efficient ones will identify just 3 goals. And there's a reason for that, because in those 3 goals, everybody knows what the entire organization is focused on. Everybody. And it affects the entire organization, so everyone is working in the same direction. So some of you may have to consolidate some of what you think is a goal, and maybe some of those are objectives. And number 10, a lack of motivation to change. Now, if you're satisfied with what you have and where you are in life, that's fine. Again, consider the impact, the greater impact that you want to have in your community, in your area of expertise. I mean, we all know that there is 2 motivators to causing people to change and really, move outside their comfort zone, pain or pleasure. Personally, I'd rather have pleasure as a motivating factor. Pleasure to celebrate those things that I've worked on through the year. Achieving your goals can only happen when you're ready to break through a self-limiting habit or mindset that you have. You can be who you are, do what you want, balance your goals, all within the business blueprint, using it as a tool. So there are 6 areas of your business blueprint. Number 1, you really want to look at, am I aligned in purpose, vision, and thought? Am I aligned to purpose, vision, and thought? One of my clients and also a sponsor of the Wake Up Profitable Handy Pro, the reason he developed Handy Pro was because his grandmother-in-law got ripped off by an unscrupulous contractor, left with her money, didn't complete the job. And he was so compelled. This is his bigger mission. So compelled. He's like, I want to create this company so that nobody has to ever experience that again. Wow. Is that not powerful? Powerful? Don't you like want to pick up the phone and call Sandy Pro? Yes. And this is what gets people up in the morning. And you have one too. Really get present to your vision. I call it the BHAV, big, hairy, audacious vision, that bigger possibility in the world. Your purpose, the essence of who you are. Because you distinctly, the way you do things will attract people to you. Your mission. A mission is an expression of who you are through your work. That's how you demonstrate, your mission demonstrates your purpose. Your daily conscious thoughts, I'm going through the blueprint now, is your daily conscious thoughts are those specific mindset affirmations, ways of thinking that you will say to yourself every day. You know, it's really interesting that we're so apt to believe all those negative thoughts that we tell ourselves every day. Yet we don't look to practice on a regular basis positive, affirming thoughts. And this is your opportunity to make sure that that happens. By having a very systematic way of doing that. And then finally, your belief systems. What are those belief systems? Now remember, go back into your binder. If you've gone through the Entrepreneurial Edge system, go back in your binder and you'll find the article or the exercise on belief systems. Right? So what comes up for you? How can you develop a daily conscious thought for a belief system? If it's a self-limiting belief system, okay? Number two, second piece of the business blueprint. Am I working with my preferred client? What industry? What income level? What title? What attributes? The likability factors, the demographics, the geographics, and the psychographics, right? Being very clear about that. Now, over time, as you're in business, things may evolve. You may expand your practice. And when you expand your practice, your demographics, geographics, or psychographics may change. Because of the experiences that you have with some of those attributes that you thought you wanted to work with, maybe it no longer works, or maybe there's a transition in your business. It's really helpful to go through these exercises each and every year. Number three, does my marketing mix reflect where I can find my preferred client profile or preferred client? So what marketing, social media, e-marketing, teleseminar, speaking, how can you connect with your preferred client? You can see the value here because if your preferred client changes, so then does your marketing, right? So it has that trickle effect. This is all part of taking a systems approach, because in systems thinking, it's how everything is interconnected. The whole is interconnected. I know you guys get this. Everything's interconnected. So one change in your business blueprint in the area specifically of your preferred client profile will affect your marketing. Number four, is my business model in alignment with that vision? So what products or services or how you deliver those. You know, some people, Success Circle members, you love live events. You love live events. And you only want to do live events as part of your business model. Others say, no, I love a mix. I love the variety. I love my webinars or teleseminars. I love I don't want it fully automated. I only want it partially automated so I can still connect with people live and have that interaction. Some of you may say, oh, you know, I want Google Hangouts. I want to learn that. Great. How are you delivering those products and services? What is your business model? What are your packages? What's working? What's not working? What do you need to tune up? those are important things to look at, especially at the end of the year, to see what is working, what's not working. And are your objectives smart, specific, harmonious, measurable, attainable, realistic, and have a time frame? 3 to 5 goals, and then anywhere from 3 to 5 objectives for each of those goals. And those objectives are the ones that are SMART, specific, specific, harmonious, measurable, attainable, realistic, and have a time frame. If you want to see, you want to see as part of your objectives, am I getting closer to what I say I want? Now, I just want to also say it's really important that if you want to double your income, to make sure, what are you pulling in each month? Now, some of you, because of your hardwiring, may say, I don't want to measure that in a month. Maybe it's a quarter. And some of you may say, I don't like to do that, you know, maybe every quarter because I get anxious and I get, you know, when I don't meet my goals and I feel disempowered. It may not be your relationship to whether or not you achieve it, but your relationship to failure. Understand that if you fail to achieve a certain measurable objective, you didn't personally fail. It's just a failure in the performance of utilizing a business blueprint. Somewhere there was a disconnect, a gap. You didn't maybe take action. So just understand that about, you know, setting goals and setting objectives with metrics to them. Okay, if you didn't get it, then you get back on the horse, right? And you identify something different. But that's only going to come through a regular systematic way of looking at your performance. And finally, after you get those specific, harmonious, measurable, attainable, realistic, and time frame, you want to make sure that once you put it in your business blueprint, it doesn't just stay in your business blueprint, that it gets translated to your calendar. And this is how it will come into existence. By far, this is the most important part. Now, when you press save, by the way, the business blueprint, once you put it in, at the very end, scroll all the way down, there's a save button. It will automatically send you your business blueprint. All right. When you're in the business blueprint, there's little buttons there. You can choose which calendar it goes on. If you've got a Google calendar, if you use iCal, whatever you use, okay, it'll be in there. Here's the important thing. It's got to be in the calendar. It's got to make it from your business blueprint to your electronic calendar. And most importantly, you've got to set a specific time each week to review it. And when you do, you will see your vision come to light. You will see your goals. You will have greater peace of mind. You will have greater, in a good way, control. And things will manifest faster for you because you will be very, very clear on what it is you not only want, but the impact that you want to make in your broader community. So that, it's not just a business blueprint, is not just a exercise in getting things out of your head and it's in creating a map. It's much bigger than that. It's a systematic process in goal achievement and in creating the bigger impact, in really making that possibility that you want to create in your life, for your business and your life, a reality. So, number one, here's your assignment. What commitment level will you be at? Are you going to be interested, or are you going to be more on the spectrum of the innovator, the pioneer? And what action, number two, what action are you going to take from listening to this? Making a plan, putting it on your calendar, completing your blueprint. And if you're going to complete your blueprint, when are you going to complete your blueprint? Identify and put that on your calendar. Now, if you get stopped, if you have a question, if you're like, I don't know, then email me, ask me, because this is really an important tool for you to go beyond any self-imposed limitations that you've had in the past. Okay, we're going to leave this in the past and create something brand new. So if you haven't ever used the blueprint, or if you sort of used the blueprint but really never integrated it into your calendar to make it into existence, I want you to really commit to doing that this year. Because in April, when we celebrate the Wake Up Profitable, I'm going to ask you, what is it that you're celebrating? What is it that you're celebrating? Let's celebrate that on the sand in Hawaii and make that a real possibility and have fun doing it and then create more possibilities at the Wake Up Profitable. This is where it gets rewarding. It really does. This has been a big part of my life, the business blueprint. And it's how I manage to affect a greater community. And I know that when business owners really embrace this, I see the trickle effect that it has for them. And I'm affecting many more lives through this. And that is really rewarding. And the same will happen for you. Because I believe my bigger thing is when entrepreneurs, man, when they're, even when they're not abundant, but when they're abundant, man, they pass that on. Because they get that reciprocity, that cycle of circulation, that abundance. They get it. And they pass it on. Which is why that is what's really in my heart is that we help those nonprofits with their missions. And when we can have for-profits helping not-for-profits, everybody wins. Everybody wins in a really, really big, in a big way. So know that I'm here for you. Know that I'm here for you to help you with your blueprint, to assist you in making that, even a step up. Even a step up. So I really want you to think big. What do you want from your life? What is the impact that you want to make in the world? Let's create that possibility together. And the Business Blueprint can help you do that. It will help you do that. Thank you so much for coming on today's call. It's just been a pleasure to be with you in this way. And as always, if you have any questions, email info@accelerateassociates.com. I'm happy to answer them. And I really, really look forward to seeing your business blueprints and to working with you in making that come alive. So, until next time, create a great life. Bye, everybody.